Grace, mercy, and peace be multiplied to each of you in the name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen. I'd like to highlight the second chapter, those first two verses. From inside the fish, Jonah prayed to the Lord his God. He said, "In my distress, I called to the Lord, and he answered me. From the depths of the grave, I called for help, and you listened to my cry." Dear friends in Christ, it is always a pleasure to be here at the seminary to have the opportunity to proclaim the Word of God to you, and I am grateful for that privilege to do so today. As we look to Jonah and look to the tremendous ministry that this prophet called by God had up to the point where he sort of went askew, we are reminded that Jonah indeed was able to proclaim the goodness of the Lord and the proper words of the Lord at a proper time in the proper season. And it was during the proclamation of Jonah that Israel was able to be restored, at least as far as its land. And there was no question that the Lord worked through this man, humbling the people of Israel to the point where they listened to the call of God. And they were able indeed to be restored to the boundaries that they once knew. But alas, how often it is that when things are going our way, we let that go to our heads and we become puffed up. And so it was with the people of God, and so it was with the prophet Jonah. Puffed up to the point where we think we have things well, everything is going properly, and now we don't need our God to the degree that we thought we did, or we did at one time. And so we will turn our backs on God and go our merry way. And very soon after that, things begin to fall once again. It was okay for the minister of God to proclaim to his own people, and he was probably very comfortable doing so among fellow Jews, in a land that he was familiar with, and we can go on and on and on about all the positives of his ministry. And he felt very comfortable and relaxed in proclaiming what God called him to proclaim, both law and both the sweet smell of God's forgiveness. But somehow when God's call continued and he said, "Now I want you to drop this and go to the land of foreigners, to that horrible, horrible land of Assyria, and go into its capital city and proclaim repentance," then the tides changed. Then the true self of Jonah came forward and he rebelled against his call, the call that was given to him by God, and allowed his humanness to take over as if he now could go on his own, flee from God, and somehow escape the call. We are reminded from Psalm 139, "Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast." How could the prophet of God, who was submissive to his will at least earlier in his ministry, somehow make an about face and go the opposite direction? But he did. That's exactly what he did. How could he honestly think that he could escape the Spirit of God and not only his guiding hand, but also his proclamation and his duties and his responsibilities? But he did. Each of us is called in one way or another. And you people here today are either presently in a call or will be called to be ministers of the Word of God, working in the teaching ministry or perhaps in the ministry of word and sacrament in a parish someplace, wherever that might be. And there's a tendency for us all, just as Jonah was pulled into that selfishness instead of remaining in this unselfishness. There's the tendency for us to say, what's in it for me? And what type of a call do I want? And we sort of predetermine what's best. I want my kind of people in my particular area of the country. I want to serve a congregation that I'm used to serving, such as the one that I was raised in. I want to be where all the warm fuzzies are going to be and where I'm not going to be challenged too much. And it very quickly, all too quickly, we set up the conditions of our call instead of being the humble servants who would say, Lord, use me as your mouthpiece wherever that might be. Lord, use me so that I might be able to minister with the words that you give me, with the powerful word that is here before us always. As the law is needed, so use it. As the sweet fragrance of the gospel is needed, so use that as well. And Lord, give me a ministry that you want for me, not that I want for myself, so that I would not fall into the same trap as did Jonah. It must have been a tremendous surprise for him to go to a city of foreigners, a city of, well, we might say evil people, but people who despised the God of the Hebrews. To go there and to actually see them in sackcloths, repenting of their sin, a people that he despised because they didn't deserve the salvation that God was offering. How ironic it is that this reading is here today, although it's not an irony at all, because we had the exceeding good news during the Epiphany season of knowing that salvation comes not just for the people, God's chosen people, but rather salvation comes to all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of his people Israel, as God's word reminds us. And so it was in that season and that particular time that God called Jonah to minister to a pagan people. And that might be our calling as well. Perhaps it has been already. A people that we maybe despise because of their sinfulness. But God uses us in dramatic ways, doesn't he? And he sometimes even works through pagans, as we noted, with the people as they yielded to him on board that ship and threw Jonah overboard. And as a pagan people, as it were, who seemed to come to a knowledge of the true God, at least for a season in the city of Nineveh, only to change later and to eventually take over Israel completely. But we see that God has control in all things, and it is our gracious God who calls us to minister to people where we are. What a privilege it is, dear friends, that we are the mouthpieces of God, that he wants us to be the spokespeople, to be the ones who proclaim the goodness of the Lord in season and out, to be the ones that go to a people that are vile in every way, and to be able to share with them the hard news of his law and the sweet ointment of forgiveness in his gospel. And the exceeding good news when these people repent of their sins and come to a saving knowledge of his Son, Jesus Christ. That same saving knowledge that God has given to us, that same faith that causes us to reach out as did Jonah. Lord, in the depths of my sinfulness, I cry out to you for help. Help me, Lord. Help me to be desirous to minister to all of those people who are before me, not just to the favorite ones. Help me to be able to minister to those people who are the vilest of sinners by your standards, so that they too can have the opportunity for repentance, so that they can be called to faith and an understanding and a wisdom and an awareness of Jesus the Christ. so that they too can be covered by the shed blood of your precious Son. Called, yes, each of us. Not necessarily in the area that we desire, or the place that we desire, or the particular ministry that we perhaps have been thinking about, but nevertheless called to be a humble servant, to be the spokesman, the mouthpiece of our very God. What a blessing, a privilege, and honor that is for each of us this day and the days in the future that he calls us to serve him. You might be surprised. You will be surprised as you humbly submit yourselves to God, what that you are blessed immeasurably with the people you serve, with the calling you have, and in the precious name of Jesus. For you are not alone ever. It is the Spirit of God who guides you, no matter what the situation is. To God be the glory through Christ Jesus, his Son, in the power of his Holy Spirit. Amen. And now may that peace of God, which passes all understanding, may it keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.